the university, is, this is a public private endeavor, and it's a nonprofit that's actually going to borrow the money to build the dorms, my understanding. And they needed the county to just, all we had to do was just say that it would be okay. We were okay with it. It doesn't commit the county to anything. It doesn't commit any tax dollars as far as, you know, property tax or any tax money from the county. But they'll be able to borrow money at a lower interest rate to build these dorms.
And apparently there was some discussion before the vote was taken.
Yes, there was. There was some discussion. I don't have a problem with it because it was, as I said in there, if the university decided just to build dorms, they could build dorms without a problem, and they're not there's no ad valorem tax on them. I think these dorms that they're going to build will be a little higher scale, have more amenities and that sort of thing, which I don't know that the university could actually. I'm not sure that they could just build them with all these amenities associated with them, but a public-private endeavor, they can do that sort of thing. And so they may be a little more upscale than just a regular old dorm, but they're still dorms, and there wouldn't be ad valorem taxes that we would be generating and that would come to the county and the city anyway if they're dorms. So, yeah, there was a discussion about it, but I didn't have a problem with it.
And correct me if I'm wrong, regardless of whether it's a public-private or just A&M doing it on its own, in either situation, if they're building it on college property, nobody's going to see any property tax revenue.
There could be an issue with, and I don't know that it would pertain to this, if they were, let's say, for instance, instead of a dorm, they were going to build something else that they were going to generate revenue from the private sector, but it was actually going to be on university property. And I think this would pertain to any government, whether it's the university through the state or whether it was the county or cities. If we were building something and it's like leasing it out for, you know, office space or something like that, I think then the property may not be taxable, but the private corporation that may be renting it and doing something with it, office space or whatever, they have to pay taxes on it. So I don't think, since this is going to be used for a dorm, it's not taxable. And it first level would be that it's on university property. Second level would be what their use of that property is going to be. And I think it probably qualifies. I'm sure the appraisal district will take a look at it and make sure that they believe it qualifies. If they don't think it qualifies, then they will attempt to assess a value on it that could be taxed. But, that's really up to the appraisal district to decide that.